The thing to keep in mind about types is that these are to a large extent abstractions or analytical categories imposed by archaeologists. They are not necessarily inherent in the data. Likewise, our goal is not necessarily to reconstruct the way people in the past may have classified things. In fact, many different types of types are possible, and there's no single correct classification scheme. The classifications or typologies we employ depend mainly on our research questions. Still, some typologies are clearly better than others. A good typology does two basic things. First, it minimizes differences within types and maximizes differences between them. That is, the types are not overlapping or ambiguous. Second, a good typology is conceived and stated in a manner that is objective and explicit, so that other archaeologists can understand and use it.